This is a part of the story. We're going to be hearing from Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 24. Need to give you a little bit of touch of before. If you've read the gospel just before this, you would have seen Jesus asking his disciples who he was. And you would have heard Peter say, "You are the Lord." Okay? And then Jesus says, "You're wonderful." And he talks about the church. Remember that. So this is the story. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said. "This never's happened to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The word of the Lord.